Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, time to check your fridge. There's yet another salmonella outbreak. A new report reveals the misleading way that colleges might be hiding the cost of tuition. And IHOP, the International House of Pancakes, has changed its name, taking the internet by storm. Welcome to the show. I'm Kristen Smith, and here are today's 30 things you need to know. The criminals who make robocalls are getting more sophisticated. The YouMail Robocall Index says Americans got over 16 billion robocalls in just the first 5 months of this year. More than half came from neighbor scams. It's a trick in which callers replicate the first 6 digits of your phone number. It encourages victims to answer because they think the call is local. Those who pick up might be told they owe money to the IRS or be pitched a vacation deal. They'll also be put on what the Better Business Bureau calls a sucker list, because now scammers know they've got a potential target. That's why the first step in fighting back phone scams is to not engage. Experts say not to answer or call back, or even follow instructions to stop future calls. There are mobile apps to stop spam calls to cell phones, like Nomo Robo or RoboKiller. Some phone companies offer blocking equipment as well. You can also buy systems like the Sentry Active Call Blocker, which makes callers press keys to get through. The FTC says to sign up for the Do Not Call registry if you haven't done so already. The CDC reports there's a multi-state outbreak of salmonella from pre-cut melon, like honeydew, cantaloupe, and watermelon. At least 60 people in 5 states have gotten sick, and there are 31 reported hospitalizations. The FDA has issued a recall of the contaminated products distributed to chains like Costco, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Walmart, and Sprouts in the states you see here. And a group of students from the Parkland school shooting performed at the Tony Awards on Sunday night, bringing the audience to tears with their rendition of Seasons of Love from Rent. And finally, IHOP is now IHOB, International House of Burgers. That's right, the company said the best way to convince people they are serious about their new line of burgers was to change their name to IHOB. I don't know how I feel about this one, but let's move on, shall we, to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So, Nicole, I hear Snapchat just released a new feature.
That's right, Kristen. Snapchat has teamed up with SeatGeek to let users buy tickets to concerts, shows, and sporting events directly from the app. Here's how it works. Users viewing posts from a particular event will have a window pop up on their screen, which will direct them to an ordering page without leaving Snapchat. 1 in 3 Americans are counting on getting a big inheritance, this according to a new survey. And not surprising, the same study found Generation Zers are the group most likely to depend on their parents for financial assistance. SeaWorld is getting rid of plastic straws and bags at all of its parks in the United States. Reusable cups, straws, and totes will be available for purchase instead.
And I know we've seen a major push for this in several cities in the U.S.
Yes, some major cities such as Miami Beach, Seattle, and Malibu have voted to ban plastic straws. We've also seen this at major companies, including McDonald's, where a shareholder proposal to ban plastic straws was voted down.
Okay, appreciate the update. Thanks, Nicole. According to a new study, many Americans are having trouble sleeping. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found that every year about 25% of Americans suffer acute insomnia. Joining us now to talk about it is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think the main thing we need to know about acute insomnia is?
The problems here are how it's caused and the problems that it causes. Right. Some of it is caused by our crazy, constant lifestyle, right? Stress, anxiety, job loss, stress over a job loss. I think all of us at this point know screen time, you know, all day, every day, and especially at night is really a problem for sleep. People who have chronic insomnia have earlier death, actually. They have higher rates of diabetes, high blood pressure, other inflammatory conditions, mood disorders. So it's actually quite dangerous when it's not addressed.
Yeah, this is very serious. Mm-hmm. So what can we do about it?
Well, so here is the great news. There are a lot of things to do about it. And I'm going to say something here as an MD that maybe isn't super popular, I'm not a fan of sleep meds. Short-term use, okay, but I think if you think about the opioid crisis that we're now facing, I think we could be looking at a similar issue with sleep meds.
What is the alternative? Are there effective ways?
There are. There are herbs out there, and so if you're lucky enough to be in a community where there's a trained herbalist or where your physician is known to be trained in herbalism, I am, for instance. Things like melatonin, valerian, GABA can be very, very helpful. The other thing that's awesome is there are so many apps out there that can help you time sleep. So if you need to get up at this time, you should go to sleep at that time.
Right.
There are meditation apps. There are apps that help work with your brain waves, apparently, and help get you into sleep patterns. So there are a lot of devices out there that we can use to mitigate these problems and to diminish the risk.
Great information. Doctor, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, you're talking about something we've all heard before. Stress is bad for us, but how bad would you say it is?
Hi, Kristen. Well, you know how we sometimes joke and say work is killing me? Well, it really could be. Researchers in Sweden say the stress messes with your heartbeat. They say it's not the full cause, but super stressful jobs gave people a 50% higher chance of having heart troubles. And how do you spot a narcissist? According to a new study, look no further than their eyebrows. The study published in the Journal of Personality suggests that people with distinctive eyebrows are more likely to display narcissistic personality traits. They say narcissists are generally charming, but then they turn self-centered and selfish with a grandiose view of their abilities and appearance. And for unclear reasons, they also have great brows. Well, we have all dreamed of winning the lottery, haven't we? But new research shows it just might hurt our mental health. 3,000 people who collectively won $300 million were asked, how happy would you say you are? And how satisfied are you with your life these days? The larger the prize, the less happiness people experienced, giving credence to the saying, money doesn't buy happiness. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Or more money, more problems, but I guess either works. Thanks, Danielle. Well, paying for college is a huge investment, and a new report found financial aid letters can actually confuse students. A nonprofit group that advises students on the financial aid process called You Aspire teamed up with a think tank called New America to study financial aid letters. What they found is 36% of the letters did not say how much the student will actually pay. In fact, there were 23 different formulas used by schools, meaning the cheaper school on paper may actually end up costing more. On top of that, the study said the letters used confusing terms and jargon, making it very difficult to understand. The groups came up with 7 policy recommendations, including creating overall federal standards and having state governments adopt common terms and calculations. Until something is done about this, it's up to students to know exactly how much they're paying. And now to a truly unbelievable story. When New Jersey State Trooper Michael Patterson made a routine traffic stop earlier this month, Patterson had pulled over Matthew Bailey, a retired police officer from Piscataway, the same town where Patterson grew up. And when he casually mentioned that he used to live on Poe Place, Bailey said he knew that street well because 27 years ago, when he was fresh to the force, he helped deliver a baby on that street, a baby named Michael.
It stretched out my hand. I said, sir, my name is Michael Patterson. I appreciate you helping deliver me.
It was an incredible moment of serendipity. The two have stayed in touch ever since. Patterson even visited Bailey at his home with his mom so she could thank him again for delivering her son. Oh, and in case you were wondering, Patterson never issued Bailey that traffic ticket. He let him go with a warning. It can be a challenge for any parent to tame their kids' hair. Trust me, I know. But for one mom in Chicago, it's impossible. Cara McGowan's daughter, Taylor, was diagnosed with a rare condition called uncombable hair syndrome. It causes her hair to be white and stand on end. Well, Cara started posting pictures of her daughter's unique hairstyle on social media, and they quickly went viral. And we love it. Cara and Taylor join us now to discuss their journey. Cara, hello, and Taylor. Hi, baby.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
What is your experience trying to tame her hair? Because of my daughter's hair, I mean, it's tough, but I can't imagine it's an everyday thing for you as well.
To be honest, it's absolutely unbelievable. I've probably lost count of all the products I've tried. Maybe after 15 products or so, we just gave up. Doesn't matter what we use. Nothing works. Yeah.
Baby Einstein 2.0. You got to tell me about this nickname.
I'd always joke around that Taylor was my little baby Einstein because of her fluffy hair. But once we learned that it was an actual diagnosis, I realized that she was going to need a lot of positivity and support. And so the Einstein 2.0 Facebook page was born.
So when you guys go in public to the playground, what's that like for you?
We've heard it all. Someone even once asked us if she stuck her finger in a light socket. People can be pretty bold.
If you could say, one thing to the world about Taylor's story or what it's taught you, what would that one thing be?
Absolutely. We're just really hoping to be part of the body positive movement and send across the message that we should all be bracing one another and especially ourselves.
You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Top 30.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And everybody, follow their journey. It's incredible. Go to their Facebook page at Baby Einstein 2.0. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, after a successful businessman sold his company, he used the financial windfall to help young people get an education. Robert Carr will never forget the time he got a $250 scholarship out of high school. He said it meant the world to him and helped him get his start in life. Carr went on to build a successful business, and now he's using his personal wealth to fund scholarships for thousands of students. And the students getting those scholarships couldn't be more thankful.
And when I found out that I was getting a scholarship, that was the best day of my life. It's somebody finally believed in me.
In our second story from KTVU, the 7th annual Valor Games took place on Coast Guard Island in Alameda, California. The sports competition brought together more than 100 wounded veterans who got the opportunity to get out of the house and learn adapted sports. Organizers said the goal of the event is to help disabled veterans remain physically active. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, 7-year-old Gigi got the chance to be a vet for a day when she brought her new Labradoodle puppy, Miko, in for his first checkup. Gigi suffers from a rare heart condition, and she said she always wanted a dog to comfort her through her treatments. Well, Make-A-Wish Arizona stepped up and made Gigi's wish come true, and it was love at first sight.
And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Gigi got the red carpet treatment when she arrived at the vet and had the time of her life. Now there's a way to search for jobs based on how long it takes to get to them. LinkedIn has a new feature called Your Commute. It shows the location and travel time for job openings. Users can go to the location preferences menu under career interests. They'll be able to enter their address and set how long they're willing to commute. Job seekers will get a pop-up offering to show them the address and commute. Users can get commute times for driving, walking, or even public transit. The location data comes from Bing Maps. LinkedIn will also start recommending jobs based on how far members are willing to travel. The company said it decided to focus on commute times after it conducted a survey. 85% of people said they would take a pay cut in exchange for a shorter commute. The feature is on the mobile app now and will be on the desktop site very soon. LinkedIn says it hopes the feature will empower users to make more informed career decisions. Well, here's a cool story. Animals engage in two-way conversations just like humans do. They even get impatient and interrupt each other. While it was known that animals certainly communicate with each other, it has been believed that only humans took turns. Researchers can now reveal that animals like elephants, birds, and naked mole rats do in fact follow the same turn-taking rules that we do. And some animals are more impatient than others. Humans typically leave about 200 milliseconds before responding in a two-way conversation. Certain songbirds chimed in after just 50 milliseconds, but sperm whales took their time, leaving about 2 seconds between turns. Language has long been one of humanity's biggest mysteries, but one of the study's authors called research like this the most promising avenue to tackle the question whether turn-taking played a key role in language evolution. Well, how about this story? More than half of the most successful movies in the past decade have centered around superheroes. So it's no surprise that comic book fans have found ways to join together and geek out over their favorite characters. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston takes us inside a one-of-a-kind event that allows pop culture fans to shine. Hi, Coco.
Hey, Kristen. That's right. Anime, gaming, and comics. Oh, my. Houston's Comic-Palooza is all about letting your freak flag fly. The pop culture convention started in Houston 10 10 years ago to celebrate the release of Batman film, The Dark Knight. 10 years later, thousands of people pack into more than 500,000 square feet of convention space for the weekend. And to fill it with imagination, there's cosplay as far as the eye can see, which means you get to dress up in character and you'll see a little bit of everything. Characters from childhood favorites to villains from the newest blockbusters, kids, adults, everyone and all ages are welcome and encouraged to be themselves. With more and more sci-fi storylines coming to life on the big screen, events like this one are sure to become the norm across the country. I'm already working on my look for next year. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, it sure seems like a fun event for the fans. Thanks, Coco. A woman whose breast cancer had spread to her chest and liver made a miraculous recovery thanks to an experimental treatment. While battling the cancer, Judy Perkins said she came to the realization she was going to die, and she felt grateful for the life she had lived. But she found Dr. Steven Rosenberg at the National Institutes of Health, who's developing a new way to fight cancer. He found the few cells in Perkins' body that were battling the cancer, and then used those to grow a billion similar cells that he then injected into her body. Those cells successfully ganged up and defeated the cancer, and Perkins has been cancer-free for the past 2.5 years. Dr. Rosenberg says the treatment isn't ready for, quote, prime time, and until more research is done, it's not available today. But he adds that experimental cases like Judy's could eventually open the door to treating others. We have some information on product recalls that you need to know about. Tyson has recalled over 3,000 pounds of chicken because it may be contaminated with pieces of blue or clear soft plastic. The products under recall are labeled uncooked breaded original chicken tenderloins. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes containing several 3-pound bags of chicken. The USDA says there have been no reports of consumers being harmed, but the agency is still telling anyone who bought the recalled chicken to throw it away. Another recall has been announced by Kia. Over 500,000 vehicles have airbags that the company says may not deploy in a crash. Kia says those vehicles have airbag control units with an electronic glitch. The recall includes Forte and Forte Coupe models from 2010 to 2013, Optima models from 2011 to 2013, and Optima Hybrid and Sedona models made from 2011 to 2012. Kia says it's working on a fix now. A spokesperson said that if there's not a fix by June 27th, the company will provide a rental car to affected drivers. And Amazon is coming under fire for working conditions at a factory that makes products including Echo Smart speakers and Kindle e-readers. A U.S.-based labor watchdog group called China Labor Watch released a 94-page report focusing on the plant in Hangyang, China. Some of the findings from the group's 9-month investigation include employees putting in 100 hours of overtime every month in exchange for low pay. In one instance, they worked 14 consecutive days during peak season. The report also found management subjected workers to verbal abuse. Amazon said it found issues at the factory during an audit in March before this report came out, but didn't go into detail about what those issues were. The company says it immediately requested a corrective action plan from factory leaders, detailing steps they're taking to fix the issues identified. Amazon said it's also conducting regular assessments to monitor the implementations of these plans. While real estate prices in Toronto have skyrocketed so much in the last few years that some New Yorkers say they couldn't even afford to live there. In the past 5 years, prices have soared nearly 60%, and they're already up 3% just this year, making Toronto one of the most expensive places to live in the world. Rental costs in Canada's largest city aren't much better, up 11% in the first quarter from last year. 26-year-old Junjun Wu says she made the move from New York City to Toronto about 3 years ago, thinking it would be more affordable. But she said, the apartments that I saw were so tiny, which was shocking. Compared to my studio in New York, these were half the size. As of May, the average price of a detached home in the Toronto area was $1.05 million. Relative to median income, Toronto ranks as the fifth most unaffordable city in the world when it comes to housing. For the first time, the Centers for Disease Control looked at sugar intake for children under 2 years old, and researchers said the results are troubling. The American Heart Association recommends that infants avoid foods with added sugars. That means sugars added to foods when they are processed, like cereal, desserts, and candy. The CDC broke down the results by age. For children between 6 and 11 months, 61% of the sugar in their diet was added sugar. For children between 1 and 2 years old, that number jumped to 98%. Basically, Ironically, the older a child got, the more added sugar they were eating. Sugar has been linked to various health issues, including obesity and heart disease. There are healthy sugars that children should eat, and researchers say children should get that from veggies and fruits. All right, that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. A new report has safety experts concerned about the tires on your car. Plus, you can get paid to get the flu. We'll tell you how. And one company's mission to keep jobs in America by hiring veterans. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.